It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a participation prize every week.
Warning! Mary and Gene are off the hook today. So, folks, you have been warned. Jocularity, education, knowledge, 15 minutes, whatever. Y'all just hang in here because it's going to be fun. Doop, doop, doop. Thanks for joining us today on Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening. Join us each weekday at noon Eastern Time. Check us out online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org for information about all our shows.
Bye, everybody.
See you then.
Yeah, that's what I did. Anyway, hello, Gene. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. Trying to figure another new thing out.
Sure, that's part of the fun.
Technology is, like teaching an old dog new tricks or a new dog old tricks. You know, they've never done that. They've never taught a new dog an old trick.
Well, I mean, think about sitting. That's a pretty old trick.
Yeah.
And you teach it to a new dog, technically. Of course.
Yeah, that works. That makes sense. I got a word of the day for you.
Yes.
All right. Today's word is something that I am not lacking in.
Jocularity and knowledge?
Those are two words.
Okay.
Actually, those are three words. Jocularity and knowledge.
Yes. Okay.
However, I do not lack in jocularity, nor do I lack in knowledge. However, the word I was thinking of is confidence.
Confidence. Okay.
Would you say that I lack confidence?
No, I'd say you're pretty confident. The only time I've ever seen you not confident is when you've expressed that you weren't real confident about something in particular.
Yeah, like nuclear physics or quantum.
I don't remember.
Quantum science, brain surgery, rocket surgery, and brain science.
It might have been. I can't remember now.
Music. I am not confident as a musician. However, I am manifesting myself a taiko. Do you know what a taiko is?
No. Is it a musical instrument?
Oh, is it ever? It is a Japanese drum, but not just any. Well, taiko means drum in Japanese. However, the taiko drum I want is going to be about the size of a Fiat smart car. I've mentioned that to Curtis, and I showed him a picture, and he said, I don't think so.
Was that one we talked about on one of our shows, that a great big giant thing that's a hammer on each end?
Yeah.
It's like meters long?
Yeah, that's the biggest one in the world.
Oh.
I don't want one that big. I want one that's bigger than the average bear. The baton that they use to strike the drum, yesterday I knew the word, today I've forgotten it. That will have to be another word for a day, because today's word of the day is confidence. And I am confident that I will one day own my own taiko. Because I want to be able to play this drum with my entire being. It will be a workout, and it will be fun, and it will sound like thunder in the distance. That's how they created these drums, so that they would sound like thunder.
Very cool.
Yeah, I want one. Yeah. It's coming. I'm getting one. Somebody's going to gift it.
Well, very likely, The thing about drums is they come in all sizes and shapes, and I love hammering on drums. And I remember even teaching my grandkid when he was a little kid, and we were hammering on things, that told him anything can be a musical instrument, and it's true. I like to hammer on whatever it is.
I used two beer bottles and my trash can a couple days ago because I needed to drum. And it was pretty awesome. I stopped after like five strikes because I was afraid that I'd break the beer bottles. But it really felt good to just bang on the trash can. I remember the old Dire Straits song. Do you remember that song?
I do. Bang on.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on these drums all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's me. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Not every day, but today I do.
Well, you know, that's fun. And I know that I'm getting ready to. I mean, keep trying to catch these folks that go in this drum circle on the beach near where I live. I want to go and people get in a big circle and they all bring drums and get this big beats going. I want to go check that out.
I'm actually thinking that that would be a good activity for my grandson when he comes to visit. He's 15. I think he would like to go to a drum circle, but we don't have a drum right now, so we got to work on that.
Well, and I...
We might bring a pot and a wooden spoon.
That's all you got to do. Yeah, that's all you need. Well, I actually had recently had a set of drums, and I don't have them anymore.
Okay.
I had thought they'd be really good. I enjoyed them. I played them and stuff, but I ran across this little kid the other day that needed them worse than me, and he didn't even know it. He just, I could see it in his eye, and he was pretty tickled.
That's cool. See, your drums will play on without you.
In perpetuity.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But back to the word of the day. The word of the day is confidence. And it's a feeling or belief that someone can rely on someone else or something. It's like a firm trust. We have every confidence in the staff. But it's also the state of feeling certain about the truth of something. And that's me. I am confident that I'm going to get this drum. I am confident that when I play it, Curtis will not request a divorce. I am confident that playing, you know, banging on the drum for a minute or 5 minutes or 5 hours is going to help me heal whatever is inside me that needs healing. I am very confident that a drum is what I need at this point in my life. I know someone who was actually gifted a gong.
Very nice. That'd be fun.
And it's really cool to go, and it's your crystal shop here in Merritt Island. And the other day I was in there and I saw the gong and I just admired it from a distance. And the owner came out and she said, "Did you see my gong?" I said, "I did." She said, "It was a gift." Mm. And I said, "Really? What a gift." She said, "Yeah, it was not cheap." And then all of a sudden, she picks up this little mallet. And she, gong! It was really cool.
Wow.
I remember the gong show with Chuck Barry, was it?
Chuck Barris.
Yeah. Chuck Barris. That was fun. If they didn't like you, they gonged you. Yeah.
Well, I gotta go check that gong out. I didn't know there was a gong around.
Go over to, you know where the My Crystal, your crystal shop? I love it. I got some.
It's actually the only one I go to.
I got some of these stones that are on my window from there not too long ago. I went in there for two stones. I wanted some lepidolite, and something else. I don't remember now what I wanted. But I ended up with like 10 different stones and a gong. A gong in my ears, not in my possession.
Well, you know, I'm confident that I want to say, too, that that same store also has a giant rose quartz bowl, singing bowl.
They do.
The heart chakra frequency.
They have a lot of really cool stuff in that store.
Very, very good.
So and let me segue back to the crystal shop. And Kathy, if you're listening, you know, you're getting free advertisement here. But your crystal shop, one time I had my grandchildren with me and it was time to take them home. And I guess I didn't want to take them home. I don't know exactly what happened, but we had been, you know, having a grand time. Both my grandson and granddaughter, 15 years old. They're not twins. They are they have different parents, but they act like twins. Actually, they're 9 months apart. Anyway, they the two of them and I had a great time for a week, and it was time to take them back home to Jacksonville. And I woke up in the morning and I had no voice at all, no voice. And so I immediately went to your crystal shop and I said, "I can't talk. I need throat chakra medicine." And they just laughed and sold me a lapis lazuli and something else that was blue. They were both necklaces and I put them on right at my throat chakra. And I was quiet for about an hour because it takes 3 hours to get from my home to theirs. And by the time I was there at their house, we were all singing to Hamilton. It was really fun. It was a lot of fun. But the reason that we're talking about confidence and self-assurance, self-reliance, conviction and faith, is because Barb did some research and we have a topic, which is things that confident people do not do. Kind of a little twist here. Really makes you stop and think. And this is something that I find I do not do. I don't compare myself to others. One of the reasons that I don't is because I am unique.
Yes.
As we all are.
Yeah.
But that's one of the reasons that the organization Be Unique came into existence. Because Jennifer and I are both very unique. And anybody who's ever been around us gets that.
Yeah.
We don't judge ourselves. And that's hard. Sometimes it's hard to not judge yourself. Oh, I'm not good enough. Or, oh, she's better at this than I am. But this is one thing that Jennifer and I also do is we uplift each other. If I ever hear her or she hears me deprecate ourselves, we immediately remind the other of what we are good at.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
Just like you're really good at cheerleading and bolstering other people and creating nonprofits' growth in a phenomenal way that people don't even realize that this is happening. You know, I mean, you've helped me create this radio show and build it to where it is. Oh, by the way, we have 71 countries that are listening to us now.
71?
71! Not 70, not 72, but 71.
That's awesome.
And it'll be 72 everybody. Soon. Yeah, hey, hola, ¿cómo estás?
Howdy.
Howdy, y'all.
Salud.
All kind of stuff, ciao, baby. Another thing that confident people don't do, oh, maybe I'm not as confident as I thought.
Well, dwelling on the past, huh? I mean, I think that's pretty human. And I think for me, that's something that I actively battle every day. So to try to be confident.
Yeah.
You know, it's
hard.
Hard.
It's really hard to not dwell on the past because it's in your history. It's right there. You can't help but think about it.
Well, we're so used to it.
Yeah.
I was taught to dwell on my past ever since I can remember.
Yeah. Remember, Gene, when you did this wrong? You did that wrong, and remember when you couldn't do that, and you couldn't, and now remember, Gene, you got to do it better now.
That's not how we do it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not the way, you know. And I think the big thing is just looking at where you are and just going forward. I think if you're confident, you don't have to worry about the past because you don't have to live on your accolades. You don't have to worry about things coming after you. You just kind of look forward, look where you are, and go forward. Just confidence.
You jump off that cliff and build those wings. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You don't waste time feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a waste of time.
Yeah, total waste.
You don't sit back and wait for life to get better. You just, my grandmother used to say, you grab it by the balls and swing it around a little bit.
Thanks, Grandma.
Grandma. You don't shy away from change. Now, I know you're not afraid of change.
Well, I don't like it, but I know that it happens, so I've come to
I embrace change because, oh, how many times have you seen my hair change in the last year?
That's true.
I love change. I can't sit back and be the same day after day after day. That's why I want a drum. I want my own taiko so I can change my rhythm from day to day. Because there's going to be some days that my days are like, or then there's going to be days that it's like, you know, because I have to move with the rhythm, and I know that this drum is going to help me. And I've been manifesting this drum by pretending that I already have it, and I get out there, and I swing my arms, and I bang on my invisible drum. Nobody hears a sound.
Well, you know what? I'm sure there's something around here that you could make a sound with till you get your drum. Just
oh, yeah. I like a trash can.
There you go.
I got a trash can. I got lots of boxes right there. I can turn those into drums. In fact, I may just do that. Maybe you can come over one day and my grandson and I can have our own drum circle.
Yeah, make a drum circle of our own. Yeah. I've got an old Chinese drum, a handheld one that I like to use. But
the kind of the two little arms on the side, that little, little, little.
Well, it's like that drum. It just doesn't have the arms. I got a good.
Does it have things inside it?
No, I just have to have a paddle.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. I'll have to show it to you one time. But you know what? I can't. I think it looks like today I can't really show it to you.
What? Are we running out of time? I
don't know.
Well, yeah, we are. Yeah, we're getting close on time. So let's go through this list real quick.
Okay, yeah.
Confident people don't avoid risks, even calculated risks.
Right.
You don't give away your power. That's important. And that's a hard one. You don't live by other people's standards. You don't try to please everybody. Now, see, that's a hard one, too. There are people pleasers that just all they want to do is please other people. And that, you can't do that.
No, sometimes it seems it's just the easiest thing to do.
Less conflict. Nobody wants conflict. You avoid reaction. That goes along with the conflict.
Yeah.
If you know for a fact, okay, we'll go back to the drum. If I want to please my husband, I'm not going to get a drum. If I want to avoid his reaction to my pounding on this drum, I'm not going to get the drum. However, I am manifesting that he will appreciate this drum once I get it. That's part of my manifesting is making sure that he's cool with it. So hard for me. A confident person does not demand perfection of themselves or others. And I will tell you that one of the things that I've had to be confident about is delegating tasks to other people. And I remember when we started this show and we started pre-recording, you told me, Gene, you don't have to make it perfect, Mary. Don't edit so much. By editing, you're actually taking away a lot of the joy of the show. So I had to release a lot of my perfectionism. I even told Curtis last night when we were working on one of the house projects, nobody's going to see this but you and me. And if we don't tell anybody, they'll never notice these imperfections. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, with confidence that we have, we know that it just shows our humanness.
Exactly. Yeah. And the last thing that Barb found that confident people do not do is view a failure as the end of the world. But I will tell you that this is the end of the show. So on that note, I'm going to say bye.
Well, bye, except for now. I want to make sure before we go, everybody knows that we're really glad you chose to take a break with us today and look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org for details about all of our great shows.
That's BUNEKE. Bye, Gene.